Can I say what a privilege it is for me to be here with President Peres this morning, to be here with my wife Sarah, to be here with such an important delegation of British business leaders, and I'm delighted that they've all managed to come to Israel this weekend as we build even stronger relationships between our two countries over future years. I have admired the work that you have done over many years. I was brought up on the history of Israel. I know of the immense contribution you have made to the history of this country in the many roles that you have played over the last few decades. And it is a pleasure for me to be able to invite you to come to visit the United Kingdom later this year in your capacity as President of Israel. And I hope we can begin planning this visit very soon. That visit will build even stronger relationships between our two countries. Trading relationships, commercial relationships, artistic and cultural relationships, and educational relationships. And over the next 2 days, I believe that we will be able to sign new agreements between our two countries that will strengthen both the trade and the cultural links that bind our two countries very closely together. I'm very pleased to be here also because President Peres and I have talked in some detail about what contribution we from Britain can make to the peace process, and we want to work with you on that vision, and we want to work with the other countries so that we can make a reality, not just of peace in this region, but a reality of prosperity. Winston Churchill, one of our prime ministers, used to say that those who build the present purely in the image of the past will miss out entirely on the challenges of the future. And you have shown at all times a vision of the future about how people can cooperate together and how economics can bind people together, that I believe is a compelling one that commands increasing support in this region. So from this business delegation that you have welcomed today to the political leaders in our country, we want to work with you, and we want to work with your country so that we can build a prosperous and peaceful Middle East in the years to come. Thank you very much.